It's early morning in Qatar, but the work at the World Cup turf and tree nursery is reaching fever pitch. There's grass to be cut and watered, and turf to be delivered to the stadiums.
What we did here, we just like grab a piece of land from the desert and we convert it to this beautiful land full of trees and the grass. Qatar is perfect for the grass, by the way, because the grass needs sun, water, needs fertilizers, and we can arrange all of this here.
The turf is cut into long lengths first. It's then carefully rolled up onto a tractor, wrapped in mesh, and finally the precious bundles are placed carefully on the back of a truck to be moved to the stadium. The team here have the process so well rehearsed, they set a record for the fastest turf laying of a football pitch by completing it in just 6 hours and 41 minutes. But just like the first Middle East World Cup, the grass here is unique, having to stand up to more boots and colder temperatures over a shorter period, with matches held over 29 days in just 8 stadiums.
With our design, new design of the stadiums, it's more compacted and higher. So we had a challenge that with this air-conditioned stadiums, so it's cooler than usual by generating a new kind of grass that can survive during the summer and the winter. And with the extensive schedule of games, we get to know which species is going to work more for the World Cup.
It's not just turf that they're growing here at this nursery. There's also all of these trees. Some of them have been saved from sites around Qatar, while others have been donated by members of the community.
This is the place that we saved all the trees from all around the Doha. Some of the trees are very old here. That's more than 50 years old. Actually, in some area or some trees, we know even how much we bought it or how much the person who donated for us, how much he paid for it. So I remember one of the stories that one of the guys, he was a Qataris guy, he donated like his grandfather tree, and he said like my grandfather, he bought it for 2 riyal in 1970. So for me, this is like the legacy and the history of the stadiums.
An average mature tree absorbs 21 kilos of carbon dioxide a year, the equivalent of a 170-kilometre journey in a petrol car. Qatar is planting more than 5,000 of them. They'll absorb greenhouse gases and local pollution as they aim for a carbon-neutral event. As the saying goes, the grass and the country will be greener on the other side of the World Cup. Joanna Gajroska, Al Jazeera, Doha.